Hey Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. Good morning, everyone.
So I know that in France they have a specific organization to stop the French language from changing because they really want to preserve the way that it is at the moment. Obviously, in English we don't have that because it's the most spoken, I think the most spoken second language in the world. So in saying all of that, English has developed quite a bit.
It has, and it needs to. I mean, languages are alive. It might not seem it because we live in the moment and we're so used to the words and the sentences and the way we create them and the meaning behind it, but they are alive. It has changed dramatically over the centuries that we've used it. And we need to remember, if it's not alive, it dies. There are lots of languages that just don't exist anymore. They're in the relics. And you're right. The French are very, very good at preserving and very stoic about preserving their language and their phrasing and their words. English is far more flexible. And the reason for us today talking about this, it's something that's brought up with me often. I often hear it from my audiences, from my clients, that they're not understanding the language of today. They're lamenting that it's not the language of yesterday. So I thought it'd make a really interesting conversation for us.
I think that this is definitely being brought up recently as well, because within the last couple months there have been different things popping up, like Sigma, I know, is one of them, which even I had somebody a bit older than me ask what that meant the other day, and I kind of had to admit I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think you're absolutely right. For some reason, that's the word that's gotten people. I've been asked in the last couple of months exactly the same thing. Were you able to come up with a definition for it?
I think it's so hard to define, but when young people are using it, they know that they're not being serious about it. Nobody is using, especially like this one. This is going to sound like I've almost had a stroke coming out of my mouth. Skibbity toilet is one that people are saying, which it's just all nonsense. It's just kind of like saying supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It doesn't really mean anything. But there are some other ones that you wanted to talk about.
There are, and what I've put together is a really short list of the ones that I'm often being asked about. So one of them was Sigma Energy, which I've defined as being someone who's independent, a bit of a lone wolf personality, is kind of how I think about that person. Who knows? And simping is another one that comes up a lot.
I would agree. Simping is, I don't know what the origin of the word is. Some people said it came from simple, but I think that the way it's used is when you're kind of lusting after someone, you're trying to do nice things for a person because you want to be in with them or you want to maybe date them.
And another one that's kind of similar that I've come across in the last little while is Stan.
Yes, so I've heard, and I don't quote me on this, I'm not sure if it's true, that it came from an Eminem song, but it's a combination of like fan and super fan, I think. But it just means that you really, really love an artist or a person, or you're like a super fan of them.
Are there any words that are around that you're hearing a lot of?
I think that so many are just inbuilt into the language that, as somebody who uses them, I probably wouldn't notice. But I think one that people use is like slay. That has kind of come out in the last couple of years, which is, if something is a slay, it's very cool, fashionable, it's very forward thinking. But there are so many, I'd have to have a proper think about it.
There is, and that's exactly the purpose of this. Another one that's become everyday, that wasn't around a couple of years ago, is the word woke, which is being
Yes.
socially aware of political issues. It's so ordinary now that it seems as if it's always been there, but it hasn't.
Well, I think woke comes from being awake, as in woken, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Are these words evidence of like a death of the language? Because they have changed so much.
It depends whose generation you ask. If you ask my generation, they'll say absolutely yes, that it's, the language is decaying, that it's disappearing. Who understands these words and who understands the context of them? But you know what? Every single generation going back forever and ever has said the same thing about the language of the modern world. So to me, it's not. I think it's actually a beautiful thing, and it's what goes back to what we said before. that the English language is alive, it's vital, it's being updated constantly for new people, new places, new things to do. And we live in such a different world that we do need a whole set of new language and a whole set of new words to be able to describe how we live, what we want to say and what we're thinking.
It'll be so interesting to see where it is in another 100 years' time. Well, thank you so much for telling us about this evolution of language today, Maurice.
A pleasure. Have a great week, everyone.
Maurice Mizzell, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com on Albany 783 MMM.